Chapter 24, Delight Disturbed by Distress. This chapter is dedicated to Tzvika. Hatzlacha rabba on your shlichus. Devira and her parents liked the idea and were pleased to arrange a shidduch with Nachum. Reb Tzadik left Minsk a few days later and made the suggestion to Nachum. Not long after, Nachum and Devira were married. After their marriage, Devira involved herself in managing the businesses that her new husband had inherited from his father. With her brilliant mind, it did not take her long to master the fine details of all the businesses. She tended to them wisely and saw great success. At the same time, she devoted her energy and wisdom to founding tzedakah institutions in Vitebsk. Through her efforts, Nachum's home, which had always remained quietly secluded from everyone, became an inviting place for the gathering of Talmidei Chachamim. Devira's move to Vitebsk greatly improved the lives of the local Jews. She gradually influenced the women of the city whom she gathered regularly for shiurim on various topics. She used these opportunities to encourage her friends and students to perform additional acts of goodness and kindness. Devira also convinced the women of Vitebsk to introduce a custom that was practiced in her hometown of Minsk, to host yeshiva students for meals or to have them stay in their homes. This custom was not unique to Minsk, but was practiced in cities and towns across Europe. Many wonderful women would cook extra large meals in order to accommodate talmidim from their local yeshivas. This custom was known as Essenteg, scheduled eating arrangements. Each student would eat in one home Sunday, in another home Monday, and so on. For some reason, this custom was never established in Vitebsk. Perhaps it was because there was only one small yeshiva and such an arrangement was not necessary. Or perhaps the concept of honoring the Torah and those who learn it was not widely familiar in a community that was made up primarily of laborers and businessmen, with only a handful of Talmidei Chachamim. Devira was determined to change the city's entire approach to Torah. She convinced her husband to pay for a group of students from Vitebsk to travel to the large yeshivas in Krakow and Prague. In a few years, she explained, these students will return to Vitebsk, fluent in Torah knowledge and steeped in the attitudes and approach to life that the Torah teaches. They will then marry and raise a new generation of Talmidei Chachamim, transforming Vitebsk into a place of Torah. Devira was not simply content with waiting for the students' return. She wanted to start introducing a Torah lifestyle to the city immediately. She therefore asked her husband to send a special messenger to the cities of Minsk, Slutsk, Vilna, and Brisk in order to select 10 young married men who were experts in Torah learning. Nachum would pay for them to move to Vitebsk with their families. 10 new families arrived in Vitebsk, and before long, the young scholars began teaching Torah. It is hard to describe the incredible change to the city of Vitebsk that was accomplished by just one woman, Devira. Devira's efforts greatly influenced Nachum as well. True, it was she who planned, arranged, encouraged, and taught. Nevertheless, she managed to gain his support, and it was the first time that Nachum involved himself with the community. He gradually learned to mingle with other people. They were blessed with great success in all they did, and they were satisfied with their accomplishments. This was a most wonderful period in the lives of Nachum and Devira. Their joy was disturbed only by the fact that they did not have any children of their own, whom they could raise with love and delight, and who would carry their names and memory after they left this world. It once happened that a stranger arrived at their home. He introduced himself as Rav Moshe Gershon. He and Nachum soon became good friends. From their many conversations, Nachum realized that his guest was a tzaddik and mekubal, a follower of Rav Eliyahu Baal Shem of Worms and Rav Pinchas Baal HaMaifsim of Fulda. Nachum and Rav Moshe Gershon spent many long hours discussing Torah and Avodas Hashem. At one point, Nachum turned the discussion to his own situation. He shared his years of heartfelt pain and not having been blessed with children. Rav Moshe Gershon thought carefully about Nachum's problem and eventually said, "Look, a person cannot expect that all his requests will be given to him. Hashem has already blessed you with great wealth as well as long life. If you truly wish to have your own child, then you will have to give up one of these two blessings, your wealth or your life." Nachum listened to the tzaddik in silence. Over the next few days, he thought of what the tzaddik had told him. It was an incredibly difficult decision. In the end, he decided that all of his wealth was worthless if he did not have a child to inherit it. Nor was there a point in living longer if he could not have a child to continue his family's legacy. He informed the tzaddik of his thoughts, and Rav Moshe Gershon replied, "In that case, I give you my blessing. You and your wife will soon have a child of your own." The tzaddik immediately left the house and disappeared from Vitebsk. Around a year later, Devira shared the wonderful news with her husband. They would soon be parents. Devira was as happy as can be. Reb Nachum was also delighted that their dream would finally come true. He would finally be a father. His delight, however, was disturbed by worry and distress. His business had suddenly grown more successful than ever and expanded rapidly like never before. He realized what this meant. If his wealth was increasing, and he would soon be having a child, then the third blessing, his life, must soon be coming to an end. Clearly, that was the price he agreed to pay if he wished to merit having a child. Nachum decided that he would not tell Devira about the tzaddik and the conditions for having a child. He did not want to cause her grief. "Let her carry the baby in joy and good health," he thought, "without worrying about me." Although Nachum continued putting on a happy face, he knew for certain that his days were coming to an end. After a few months, his body began weakening. He grew frailer by the day. He davened to Hashem with all his heart that he should at least merit seeing the child that would be born to them with his own eyes.